Welcome to The Chemist Chick with Helen Nichols. True stories from behind the pharmacy counter.
Well, hello, potties. Back again. And guess what? She's back. Marie's back here in the studio slash kitchen thing. Oh, my God, so good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks, Helen.
And we've already had our little, what is it, our little baby Prosecco Rosé Brown Brothers. Very nice. If they're listening, I do, you know, take side bets. Now, Marie, we've just been discussing Mount Isa and your days in Mount Isa. And you're in pharmacy then?
I was in pharmacy.
And you have a funny story to tell our listeners. Go do it. Go on.
All right, so hello, I loved it, Mount Isa. When I got there, it was a bit of a shock. It took me a few years to become acclimatised, about 40 degrees for about 7 or 8 months of the year. But anyway, yes, I was very lucky there, and I had a job with Menzies Pharmacy, it was called, and it was the best. It was the one in town. Anyway, so I
what year was this? What year are we talking
about? We're talking at about 1970, perhaps.
Okay, 70. Cool. Yep,
and so I got along quite well. My boss was very, very nice. He was a really good man. He was an eligible bachelor, but I wasn't interested. I was with another eligible bachelor at the time. But anyway, so, and there was a family of them. So next door was a news agent, and I had worked in there previously, but now I'm in the pharmacy. So his brother bought the news agency, and he was a bit of a smart ass. Right. But anyway, so being so hot out there, we always had a big bottle of plastic bottle of water in the fridge.
Yeah.
And also my cousin married a Swedish girl whose parents owned the egg farm. So we used to get eggs in. Once they found out I had access to fresh eggs, we used to get eggs in every week and sell them to the customers. And so there was always, eggs on the counter at the bank. So anyway, so this particular day, because we always had a big bottle of cold water in the fridge, I'd come back from lunch. I was quite hot. And anyway, so next door news agency man, who's getting richer by the day, comes in and had a drink out of the plastic water bottle. And there was just a little bit left in it. And he happened, was standing behind me, and he splashed it at me on the back of my neck and head. And, you know, if you're like,
and you did
something, I can't appreciate that.
No, and you didn't like it.
So I picked up an egg and I spun around and I said, "You mongrel," and I threw the egg at him, only from about very close proximity. He raised up the, pulled up the plastic bottle in front of him and shot off and hit the wall, and he's going, "Oh, Jesus Christ," and ran out the back door.
But you got him with the egg.
My wife came out and said, "So what's going on?" And we didn't, there was no swearing. He didn't say what, but, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, he put water on me and I didn't like it, and I threw an egg at him." And he goes, "Jesus, where did you get him?" I said, "No." And he says, "Where's the egg?" I said, "It's over there running down the wall." So anytime after that we were, you know.
Oh, he kept us to.
Yeah, but he knew I'd get him again.
If you're friends with someone, you get get away with that shit. But
yes.
Good on you.
That's really fun. I'm one out there.
Yeah, I bet this has got a million stories about Mount Isa.
But not for the podcast.
Not for the podcast today. We'll get more. But every time I see you, you give me little notes. You say this, that, and that. And I don't know.
I forget them.
Yeah, I know. That's why I jot them down, darling. That's why I jot them down. So I go through all these notes within a book that says Marie, and I'm just laughing at the titles. And I haven't heard these stories. I tell Marie I don't want to hear them till we're recording because I want to get the first, you know. Because when I'm telling my stories, they might be funny, but I don't think they're funny because I've already heard them.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Chemist Chick with Helen Nichols. True stories from behind the pharmacy counter.
So you told me to jot this down. So Marie, all I've got here is battery up arsed was vibrating. Now, I'm sure this isn't a religious story, so just go for it, Marie. What's that about?
When I came back here to the coast after working in Mount Isa for a long, long time, I had my friend, my family owned a were friends with a family who owned a pharmacy. So I just slotted in. They said, go down, put your name in, you're down. So where we worked was, it was a very big pharmacy, a really big pharmacy for those days. And there was a checkout, the front and checkout at the back. And so I went on the front checkout. And just opposite the checkout was a big glass window. And that was a photography area where you could bring your photos in and have them processed in an hour, you know, special price, 2 for 1, da 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 da. And also, sometimes people used to bring things in that weren't, you know, all that.
Oh, my God.
So they had a thing where you put a towel over the prints when they were coming out.
So you couldn't see the photos.
That's right.
Through the glass window.
Yes. Yes. So, and I mean, it was quite funny in there. The girls were nice. We actually put the, they actually put the store boy in there. He wanted to have a better job than going out the storeroom. So he went in there and he was a boy from Country Boy. Lovely boy. But, you know, so the first day, your photos will be back in an hour. Someone comes back and says, "Are my photos? I'll come for my photos." And he goes, "Oh, so, you know, Mr. Brian wants his photos." And they go, "Oh, it's a, not quite ready. There'll be another 10 minutes. He goes, "They're not ready yet, mate. Won't be long." He says, "What do you mean they're not ready?" And he said, "Well, they haven't come out yet, you know." He says, "What sort of place is this?" So what this young fella does, leap over the counter, grab him by the shirt, shake him and say, "Do you want to get your head punched in your butt?" And they're all like, "Oh, what's it?" "Yeah, this one, the counter. No, we don't do that. We don't do that." But anyway, but yeah. That was quite funny. He was a really lovely boy. And so this particular day, I'm at the checkout, and it was a very busy pharmacy. I'm putting everything through, and this is all new to me. Checkout, yeah, I've got it done. And then I have a look, and there's a whole group of people looking through the glass into the photography area. So when I have a look, there's a pit. There are pictures coming out of this guy who has a vibrator up his, you know.
Who are? Yeah.
Yeah. And a vibrator, and there are all these pictures coming out. How he's
cut the vibrator up,
yes,
up his clacker, and the photos are coming up through the story.
And all the people are gathering
through the window.
They're disgusting. I was like, oh, that's a good one. I was, oh my God. Oh, so I ran out the story into the photographic saying, put the towel over the printer.
Oh, God, well, we did D&P in Sydney, and I'm talking early 70s, and people, you had to pick them up in a week then. There was no hour business. And us girls, we'd go through all the photos and we'd look at all the, and Friday nights we'd get them out. Oh, look at Mrs. Smith's photo. Oh, because she didn't know what he'd go. And we'd looked at everyone. I'm sorry, we did. We looked at everyone.
We couldn't help it.
Everybody out there, we looked at your photos. You're a bunch of dirty bastards, and that's the end of it, right? So, but this one day, this guy, like, he had some really serious, like, how can I say it delicately?
Yeah.
Like,
R-rated.
Well, he had pictures of his private at a standing at attention. So many. Like, he really loved his old fella.
Yeah.
And we're laughing and everything. So he comes up to the counter and I said, "Right, now I'm just going to check these for colour correction for you." And he goes, no, it'll be fine. Don't worry. I'm sure you don't want to check to make sure that, you know, that they're all right. And, no, they'll be fine.
The pinkish colour. And I'm out pinkish colour.
And then, God, he went all red and grabbed his photos and just bolted to the door. We laughed and laughed and laughed because he was just a nervous wreck. But anyhow, so I've got your story.
I'm just I've just thought of another one.
Oh, go on. Talk about what you wanted.
The pharmacy. It was the same pharmacy quite a long time later. I was a bit more sure of myself. So anyway, it was Christmas Eve and we had special 2 for the price of 1, your photos.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Christmas Eve, we were all...
Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Anyway, the time had passed when, you know, this guy walked in, but it was 5:30 and he said, "Oh, yeah, I want 2 for 1 deal on all of these here, these pictures here." And I thought, oh, my God, yeah, so it's closed. Anyway, so I said, "Well, we're really closed." He goes, "No, the door's open. I got in here." Okay. So I went and asked the boss and he goes, "Oh," and I said, "1. And I said, "Oh," he said, "Oh, it's Christmas Eve. Let him have them." And I said, "Well, he's got 9 of them." "9 of them?" I said, "Yes." And he says,
"9 rolls of film."
"9 rolls of film."
Oh,
and he goes, "Oh, go on, let him have them." And so I come back down. And he was an asshole. I come back down. I said, "Yes, we can do that for you." And so I get out the thing, you know, I said, "No, your name and my postcode." And I said, "Well, we don't really need your postcode." I said, "My postcode." "Right.
Postcode."
And so I write that, and then I tear that off. It's got 1 per envelope, one.
Yeah, I remember the old DMPs,
and then he goes, well, you're not going to write out an envelope for everyone.
Well, you had to.
I said, yes, well, that's what CC.
We had to.
And he goes, well, that's ridiculous. He said, well, hurry up and start writing them. And I said, listen, settle down. And he goes, oh, I don't know. And I said, well, you shut your mouth. Just shut up. And he goes, hurry up. And I said, shut your mouth. I said, did you just say this horrible up for us on Christmas Eve? Or do you like that with everybody? I said, just shut up. And I could hear one of the girls going, oh, my God, quick, go and get the boys, hurry up.
Marie's about to get to a catch up.
Yeah. Boys come running down.
Happy fucking Christmas.
Said, what's going on here? And he said, oh, she was rude to me.
Oh.
He says, I don't think so. Another word out of your mate and you can get out of here.
That's in the days when the bosses stood up for you, but they don't today. Because it's all about the almighty dollar. But that's what I've had bosses come out and say, you can fuck off. We don't need your money. Don't speak to my girls like that.
Yeah.
But well, today you get abused and nothing said.
That was version of that. But anyway, it's Christmas Eve. So down come all the beautiful Christmas signs. Up go all the sale.
And did you crack the champers?
And then we had champers.
So
everybody's really busy.
That was a regular Friday night in the folks.
We had a bit of a fun in the bosses. So now, what about Marie's customer service? You know, isn't she good? Like, shut up.
Sorry. Darling. We've got one more I've written down. I have no idea. Is this Mount Isa?
No, this is the same farmer.
Okay.
Same farm.
Okay. The title you've given me is a motorbike helmet and a knife.
Yes. So there were things going on in this town where, you know, people were kind of being held up at knife point and this and that.
That's nice.
And one of the owners had a big, lovely big motorbike. For some reason or other, he'd bought his motorbike on, blah, 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 and the big helmet that goes right over your ear and all this sort of thing, which was very lovely. So 2/3 of the way through the day, I think, oh, to be quiet, I'll do something. And I thought, oh, I know what I'll do. So I went out into the tea room and I put the big helmet right over my head. Out of the drawer, and I picked out a really big knife. And then I got up and I fling the door open from the bench. I'm going, oh, waving this knife.
Like chatting.
What are you doing now, Marie, for Christ's sake?
God.
So much fun. No, I would know.
Yeah, well, we've got
so much
fun. In the days, we got away with bloody murder. I've been looking through all my podcasts. I really should do a book one day about the chemist chick because I have photos for everything. Every bloody photo I've got over a 30-year period taken in the dispensary, in the background are empty champagne bottles. It's just crazy. But, Marie, look, it's been lovely having you here.
I'm there for age.
Because of COVID and all that, you couldn't get over. And, oh, my God. And now, Marie's, when was your birthday?
18th of October.
October. We've been trying to have a birthday lunch since then.
Yes.
We've cancelled about 3 or 4 times. Well, potties, guess what?
That is the thing.
We're heading off to the surf club for a drinky poo and something to eat and a few loves. And, anyhow, come back soon, Marie, because I love it. I love catching up to you anyhow.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take my notepad with me to lunch
because
you say so much money.
You're old, but, you know.
No, you're not.
Down the road.
You're as sharp as they come. Don't you worry about that.
Thank you.
Anyhow, let's say bye, potties.
Bye, potties.
See you next time. Bye.
The Chemist Chick with Helen Nicholls. True stories from behind the pharmacy counter. You can subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever you hear great podcasts. This has been another quality podcast from Bytes.com.